Delighted to be joined by Brian Kennedy, author of One Team, One Dream, One Friday Night. Brian, you're here in Limerick in Maxfield tonight to launch the book. It's kind of a niche in the market, Brian, in terms of League of Ireland. There isn't a lot of coverage in book-wise towards League of Ireland. So, like, when and how did you formulate the idea for the book?
I came aging on the back of, well, I've done just following the floodlights since 2011, which done extremely well for me. And then I had life for a while, and I was thinking different ways to write the book. I didn't want to rewrite that. And then I thought, I said, you know what? I said, if I get a fan from every club that's in the league telling about their passion for it, we'll see how that went. So I put it onto the internet, and just about less than a year ago, I got this great response from absolutely everybody. The great thing about the book is that it's not only the Premier and First Division clubs, there's the likes of Kildare County, Monaghan United, Kilkenny City, people that has gone as well. So it's almost 40 stories with 40 fans, 40 clubs.
I'm a massive League of Ireland follower myself. I have been for the bones of 20 years. So so I was really intrigued by the fact that you named the likes of Kilkenny, Kildare. They were all introduced to the book. Was that vital to your project, you know, that you weren't just focused on the Shamrock Rovers, maybe the big clubs?
That was absolutely it. It was, as I said, when I done just follow the footlights, I gave a little bit about the clubs that went, but it was always my aim to that. From a more of a point of view, we used to love going to Buckley Park, which again, the city was a lovely little place, just had some great derbies there. As I said, the Kildare County thing, Steve Taylor was connected here. There was a lovely piece basically about the last game when they went out of business, that the board of directors had resigned, and it was just a massive, the lads who were involved in the club got the players and everything together and the referees to make sure that very last game against Shelburne was played. Then they were hammered 6-1. But as I said, it's a pioneering kind of piece, and it's in the book. It was very important to me that as many clubs like Monaghan United as well, to have those. So there's a good few of those clubs in as well for fans of, you know, of those teams.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, but you've already launched the book in places that I know, at least, of Dublin, Dundalk, Cork. How has the response been so far?
Great. Last week we were in Dundalk, got a great response there. Went into Shamrock Rovers, a lovely setup there. We done well there. And of course, we're in Cork and Waterford as well. Delighted to be up here tonight in Limerick. Hopefully, to sell well. And we're going to go on to, I think, Galway and Sligo after that, I think. If I can get, it's basically anywhere anybody wants me.
Yeah,
I'd pop along with the book. It's not a problem selling it. Like, we're doing well at the moment, yeah.
Yeah, great stuff. We'll say, as I said to him, in my own opinion, like, it's great that the clubs like Kilkenny are included, but there must be a lot of sad stories as well, or we'll say more nostalgic pieces as well as the good times in the book too.
Yeah, I mean, I was lucky that the people that wrote the pieces were, like, Robert Goggins wrote a couple of books in Shamrock Rovers. He done the Shamrock Rovers piece. Barnett Ramsey, who done a book on Finn Harps, and the Finn Harps piece as well. So yeah, there's a lot of poignant stuff in it, and teams that are gone. I said, I can't help it. Kilkenny went out of business of something like €40,000. I mean, it's not even half the wages of a top Premiership player, at least. And going through it, there's a lot of those stories of clubs that went. But to be honest with agent, I think every club at some point has been in trouble with regards money and stuff like that. I would include Waterford FC. I'm running the front foot at the moment. But yeah, there's a lot of different stories in that. There's a lot of controversial stories into it as well, which I think people would like as well.
Yeah, from a Limerick point of view, I think it was Gary Spain that contributed to the Limerick section of it. I suppose there will be mentions of the Bernabeu and Madrid in peace.
Yeah, in fairness to him, I think it was from Marcus Field to Madrid was the name of the piece, and he had a lovely picture with the president of Real Madrid. But look, you know what, that goes back to a moment in time when, you know, obviously on their own hand, having won the title and drew Real, but to be 1-0 up against him in Lansdowne Road at half time was like, I remember Des Kennedy, I guy got quotes saying, if you asked me before the game, were we going to win against Real, I said, look, they need your head checks. But if you asked me at half time, I said, yeah, we have them on the ropes and win. Of course, he got him 2 late goals. The disappointing thing about that actual game was that it was moved out of Limerick to Dalymount, and it was a catastrophic mistake. There was only about 5,000 or 6,000 at, where I think Tormund was the place people were thinking of. But Gary, I mean, Gary writes with so much passion, and it comes across in the book. And of course, look, as I said, he went out to the Bernabeu got beaten out there. But again, and I would actually just figure in that Johnny Matthews, who used to play at Waterford, had a goal disallowed at 1-0 in that game, which was borderline and such. Yeah, so it's a piece that not only fans of Limerick were like, but as I said, fans of League of Ireland, it's, you know, it's one of those things going up against these big European giants, and, you know, at half time being 1-0 up, you know, but sure, such is life.
Yeah, it might cheer a lot of Limerick people up to read it, considering the recent problems we're having here at the Maxfield. But in your own opinion, with all the pieces you've read and put together, what really sticks out in your mind? Is there any particular favourite?
I think Brian Quigley done the Bray piece is fantastic, because he's talking about his father, his grandfather, all the relations that have gone to Carlisle Grounds. I think the Carlisle Grounds has been open since something like 1852 as a sporting entity. So that's fantastic. I think Alan Border does the Bohemians one, does an extremely good job in that, because like some of the pieces are historical. I would say Adrian Harsh done an A to Z on Monaghan, which was very good. You have something like F for Seamus Finnegan, who scored their first goal in the league, to E, who was Elm Parkour, the non-league club that knocked him out of there. You know, that is extremely well done. But I have to say, everybody that's included, their pieces, there's some really fine writing in it. I'd have to say that, yeah.
Yeah, it's great to see that you're promoting the League of Ireland with this book, Brian, and I wish you the best of luck with it this evening, and hopefully people will turn out in their droves and support the book and the publication. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks very much, Jason.